Jesus Murillo led the original inquiry into the disappearance of 43 students. Prosecutors say he covered up what really happened. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says those responsible must face justice.
Of course, the case is not closed. The commission's report has been released and the prosecutor's office will continue to work on it. Uncovering the truth strengthens institutions and punishes those responsible.
The group of students went missing 6 years ago while traveling by bus to a demonstration. Murillo's report in 2015 concluded they were detained by corrupt police officers and handed over to a drug cartel which mistook them for members of a rival gang. It said the cartel killed the students and burned their remains at a rubbish dump. But the families, independent investigators and the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights rejected the findings. On Thursday, a day before Murillo's arrest, Mexico's most senior human rights official referred to a high-level cover-up.
The disappearance of the 43 students constitutes a state crime. Federal and state authorities at the highest level were negligent and altered facts to establish a false conclusion of what happened.
6 years on, these families are still waiting for answers. Only the remains of three young men have been identified. Murillo's arrest has renewed hopes of finally finding out what happened. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.